Okay, so you've heard a lot about Healthy People 2020 data in the Health Indicators Warehouse. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Medicare data that we make available in the Health Indicators Warehouse. But before I get started, I want to tell you a little bit about the Office of Information Products and Data Analysis at CMS. It's a new office that was launched in May of this year, so we've only been around for a couple of months. And it's CMS's commitment to data use internally and then making data more available to external users and creating better information products such as the Health Indicators Warehouse to get our data out publicly. No disclosures, no relationships to disclose. So getting started, CMS has a lot of data. We're the largest single payer for healthcare services in the United States, and we process over 1.3 billion claims annually. This data is a really great resource for a lot of uses, but disclosure is restricted, both because of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which protects beneficiary privacy, and then also the Privacy Act, which protects any information that's stored in a federal database. Also, working with raw claims data requires some in-depth knowledge of the Medicare program. For example, how inpatient claims are paid based on DRGs can be different from how other claims are paid for. And then, because it's 1.3 billion claims annually, it requires some pretty significant computer power. You can't just put it into Excel and play around with it on your computer. There's been a lot of work over the past couple of years looking at geographic variation in Medicare utilization and quality, and so we wanted to give people a chance to do further work in this area, and so decided to create a data set to put Medicare fee-for-service data into the Health Indicators Warehouse. The data set used to contain over 150 indicators. We just updated it, so now we have over 170 indicators covering three broad topic areas: demographics and disease prevalence, utilization measures, and quality measures. The data that we have available in the HAW is slightly different from the other data. We have 100% Medicare claims data, so this is population-based results. We do restrict the population to beneficiaries who are over the age of 65. We exclude the disabled Medicare beneficiaries. This is to allow for better geographic comparisons. The disabled population has a slightly different utilization patterns and quality results from the aged Medicare population. We also require that beneficiaries be enrolled in both Part A and Part B. Part A is hospital insurance, Part B is the physician services. And most beneficiaries are enrolled in both, but some may only enroll in Part A, for example, because they have another form of insurance. We, if you've been on the HAW, not recently, we used to only have data for 2008, but last week we just loaded 4 years of trend data, so 2007 to 2010, which we're really excited to have up there. And then geographic areas, we have national data, and then we also report state-level data and data at the hospital referral region level. The HRR is a geographic area created by the Dartmouth Atlas that's supposed to mimic or designate a healthcare marketplace. They range in size from 20,000 beneficiaries to several hundred thousand beneficiaries, and they generally mostly fall within a state but are designated by zip codes so they can cross state boundaries. Here's a list of some of the indicators that we make available in the HIW standard. Demographic information for the Medicare population, disease prevalence, which is something that we flag in our database, which is called the Chronic Conditions Warehouse. We've done some pretty extensive literature reviews to identify how to flag certain conditions in claims data. Quality information, such as readmissions, which is obviously very important to CMS right now with the Partnership for Patients, ED visits, potentially avoidable hospitalizations, the hospital compare measures, which are reported on medicare.data.gov at the hospital level, but here are reported at an aggregated geographic region, and then a variety of utilization measures, everything from inpatient to outpatient to the various types of post-acute care and physician services. So as Janetta mentioned, we've created a series of reports that take some of the indicators that we feel are good to look at together and put them together in a report. The reports are available on the Resources tab are at the top. And here's a list of the reports that we have, everything from demographics to disease prevalence to various hospital compare groupings to different types of utilization. You'll also see there that we have a separate paper that covers kind of a methodological overview of the data that we have in the HIW. We also have methods information for each indicator, as you saw earlier. So jumping into one of our reports, this is the demographic report at the indicator level, basically. I chose the state of Virginia because that's where I live. And this just allows you to compare results for Virginia to the national average. So for example, you can see at the bottom there, Medicare beneficiaries who are also eligible for Medicaid, dual eligible beneficiaries, it's 11% in Virginia, but 14% nationally, or almost 15% nationally. You can also look at the reports by geography, and this takes slightly smaller, but you can see all the various indicators across the top, and then going down, national results, Virginia results, and then the HRRs that are largely located in Virginia. And then finally, you can look at the reports by year. So this shows the four-year trend data from 2007 to 2010. So jumping into a couple interesting things just to show some of the cool stuff that you can do with our data in the HIW. Readmissions are big focus at CMS right now, as I mentioned, with the partnership for patients. And I'm going to show you the readmission rate. We also present a count of readmissions, but that can vary depending on the size of the population. The readmission rate is standardized because it's in admissions that are readmissions over index admissions. Here's the overview of our data, numerator, denominator, methodology, all that good information that you need when you're trying to figure out what the indicator is. So jumping into a table with the data, this is the 4 years of the readmission rate. And you can see that at a national level from 2007 to 2010, the readmission rate has remained relatively stable from 18.5% in 2007 to 18.3% in 2010. Looking at it in a chart view, you can see this is for the state of Arkansas, and the national results are very similar to the state level results, but Arkansas does have some variation at the HRR level, with Springdale, Arkansas having a low readmission rate and Texarkana having a higher readmission rate. My favorite view of the data in the Health Indicators Warehouse is the map, and this is a map of state variation. Utah has the lowest readmission rate with 12.7%. Maryland has the highest at 22.6%, and the national average is 18.3%. Here's the HRR variation, which is even more dramatic. Idaho Falls, Idaho has the lowest rate with 11.8%, and Chicago has the highest rate with 24.2%. And the variation in readmission rates may be a result of differences in the population, differences in chronic disease burden and that kind of thing, but it also may be an indicator that certain areas are doing better in terms of how they're taking care of people after they're discharged from the hospital. And so this is a starting point for identifying what those steps that people are taking are. Another interesting thing with our data is looking at various types of post-acute care utilization. So this is care that occurs after a hospital admission in a lot of cases. And I'm going to look at home health episodes versus skilled nursing facility admissions. Home health episodes have pretty dramatic variation at the HR level, from 33 episodes per 1,000 beneficiaries in North Dakota to over 1,300 episodes in McAllen, Texas. If you know anything about Medicare utilization and Medicare fraud, McAllen, Texas has pretty high prevalence of fraud, particularly in home health. So some of that may be causing the higher rate in McAllen, Texas. But what you do see is that there's higher utilization in Texas, Oklahoma, across the Gulf, and into Florida, and not really in any part of the North, particularly the upper Midwest. When you contrast that with skilled nursing facility admissions, you can see that skilled nursing facilities are picking up some of the lower home health utilization. Bend, Oregon has only 24 admits per 1,000 beneficiaries. Elyria has over 130 admits per 1,000 beneficiaries. But there is higher utilization in the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, over into the Northeast. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. These are the links to get to the information. We are pretty soon going to be uploading new data for 2011, and we're also considering expanding the population to also report data for beneficiaries who are under the age of 65, the disabled population, so that you can also do comparisons for those beneficiaries.